You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30. Welcome back to Ours to Protect with me. It's Donna Marie Doherty. I hope you're keeping well. I think it can be easy to become overwhelmed when you're thinking about the environment change, especially given the extreme weather that we've been hearing about and living through in some parts of Donegal. How and ever, as we persevere to make the changes that we know that we need to make, morale needs to be kept high. And that is exactly what EcoWin Inishowen is doing with their celebration event that they're holding on Thursday coming. Team lead with the Inishowen Development Partnership, Denise McCool, told me a bit more about it.
Thursday is really an event to kind of celebrate people around Inishowen and businesses and communities that are working to make a difference around climate change, environmental projects, restoration, you know, just smallish actions, but coming together and that synergy that by coming together. And I suppose creating a broader awareness in the wider community too that, you know, there are small actions that you probably are doing that are making a difference, but just that sense of here's other things you can get involved in. So to kind of make it accessible and I suppose easy to digest, because a lot of the stuff is such on a scale so big that people just kind of nearly shut down and say, well, that's too much or that's not me, you know. So it's trying to say, yes, it is, and we all can do a wee bit together and make a difference, you know.
That's what this feature is all about, is that it's ours to protect, that it's the small actions that lead to bigger change.
Absolutely, and I think it's that sense of having that connectedness as well between all the people that are doing these small actions, and I suppose making them tangible, realistic, and in their community that they understand, well, this is like by not doing this or by doing something or by not doing something. Yeah, and also to celebrate, like ArtLink are working with us, they're one of the groups involved, and they're involved with the Stories of Change project as well. So there's a lot of really good things that are happening, and we want to thread all those things together a little bit so that people hear about each other as well that are active in the community. And they want to kind of highlight, just it could be your local shoemaker and the fact that you go and get your shoe fixed rather than, you know, out buying new stuff all the time. You know, there's lots of small actions that people do. And it's also going back to what another project we have called the Elder Tree Project, which is showing, you know, things that we were doing 50 years ago were really eco-friendly and sustainable type of initiatives that our grandparents did and our parents did. So it's recognising that as well, that kind of broad approach to it, you know.
You have lots of projects ongoing. Is there anywhere people can go to have a look at them?
Yeah. Well, I suppose they can connect in through our website, inishowen.ie. But we're also very conscious that, you know, not everybody's on the internet and you know, involved. There's a few Facebook pages as well, like the EcoCairn have a page as well. But Inishowen Rivers Trust do work, even the work that Angus does around Nature Northwest and linking in with schools. So there's lots of ways. We thought if we bring everybody into the one room, it's also a really human way to connect us as well. And then hopefully people will walk away with more information, whether it's, you know, young people that are interested. Because we do want to ensure that youth voice is in there, because young people are doing a lot of good work as well within their school communities and within their maybe their scouting community or their local pariah group to kind of, I suppose, address these challenges too. So we want to recognise that. And even you think about the junk couture in school. So it's about, you know, this can be creative, can be fun, you know, obviously there's lots of serious aspects to what we're going through as a planet, but you know, to try and keep it very positive and hopeful for people as well, while not taking away that there's a larger responsibility out there that we need to always keep reminding people to keep, you know, lobbying and advocating to their local politicians, to their councils, all of those things as well, to make sure that we are, you know, raising our own bar around food waste, around environmental, you know, degradation. Yeah. Whatever it is that people are I suppose concerned about, that there's ways to do it differently. And a number of the people involved are also interested in the whole nature-based solution. So there's really good solutions out there that don't, you know, they're much more in keeping with nature. They're much more regenerative in their thinking as well.
And the event is open to everyone.
Absolutely. It's an open event. We're having a sort of a panel discussion. It's also part of Heritage Week, so we're trying to tie into that and the natural heritage and the importance of that. But there are a number of people on the panel that will speak to that, people who are farming with nature as well. So it's showing it's across all aspects of our life.
So hopefully whenever people do go, that they can take, even if they take one nugget of information with them, that could be the pebble that gets the ball rolling.
That all those little steps of change that can make a difference. I suppose we want to have a bit of fun on the day. We're going to have some music as well, a little bit of food. And then hopefully that people will be inspired to take action as well.
That event sounds like it's going to be an absolute blast. How could it possibly get any better? Well, let me tell you how.
Angus Kennedy of Nature Northwest, someone that we all know so well, is a guest speaker on the day. And I went and got a sneak preview of what Angus has in store for everyone who will be in attendance.
We've a few different people. We've Carmel Doherty from the Barrack Hill Group. Mm-hmm. She's going to be talking about some of the amazing work that they've done, and they have applied for funds for various different projects around about the Carndon area. We're going to have Dr. Trish Murphy, who is always inspirational to listen to. She will be talking a little bit about what is happening in the Acres scene right now around Inishowen, and also some of what the Inishowen Rivers Trust have been doing. And we'll have Rose Kelly, and Rose Kelly is going to be talking about the Rights for Nature program, and she has been one of the strong advocates to get Rights for Nature across the board. And Donegal County Council voted for a Rights to Nature declaration a short while ago. And that's thanks to Rose and some of her colleagues.
Good stuff. And are you taking part in that panel discussion, or is it a separate chat that you're doing?
Yes, I'm going to do a separate talk just beforehand. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the nature that's in Inishowen and around Donegal, actually. And we're going to be comparing it a little bit to a trip I was on recently. It was up in the Hebrides, where they have very similar habitats to us, but they have a little bit more nature and a little bit more bird life. Ooh. And we're now striving to try and get back to the levels that they have. Mm. So we're going to be doing a comparison of the two of those a little bit. And then after that talk, it'll be a short and 15-minute talk or so. And after that talk, then I'll be hosting the panel discussion. So we'll be chatting between Carmel, Denise, Rose and Trish and myself.
And there's to be a good few wee local stands and a bit of music as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, Donegal punches above its weight, I think, for a lot of the different environmental projects that are going on. But like all environmental projects, or well, like so many, quite often they're kept secret. They're often done by very good, but sometimes, in my opinion, too humble people that don't tell people what they're at. And Inishowen has a particularly strong amount of groups doing this kind of work, helping to make the waters cleaner, the air cleaner, helping to promote biodiversity, helping to plant trees and get pollinators going. So a lot of those groups will be there showcasing a bit of their work, and it's a great opportunity to see what's going on and to see if you'd like to get involved yourselves.
And that was Angus. It sounds like it's going to be a great 2 hours, and that's all in connection with Heritage Week. That's 12:30 on Thursday, completely free of charge, but registration is required. And the link for that is available on our socials and our website, along with our handy tip sheet. And you can find those all on highlandradio.com, ourstoprotect.ie, and on our social media. Big thanks to Niamh Shields for producing, to Denise and Angus for having the chats with me and for taking the time out of their very busy schedules. That's all from me. Until next week, have a great one.
You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.